Zohar Halacha, and Chodesh Halavos, Wednesday night, or Luchos Days, Tammuz. Okay. I said a chiddush yesterday. Somebody asked me a shayla. I said a chiddush, so I figured I'll tell it over here. It's concerning the 9 days. The person asked if they could rent, not my family, if they can rent, you know, you go to these gown gemachs and you rent, it's not really a gemach, but maybe it's a little cheaper, but they call themselves a gemach anyway, and they rent out gowns. So can you do that in 9 days? So paskus, you can, because I paskin no. That's a paskin you can, because it says you're not going to buy kelim chadoshim. The lechayra you can rent, it's not yours. It doesn't have that level of simcha lechayra. But the reason I paskin this usur is because most people, like I don't know who's buying the gowns, but most people are renting them. So that's how people have gowns. That's the oifen of having one. So it's like, that's how you have it. People rent it. That's what they do. So that's called you have a gown. And the level of simcha that you have a gown, so that comes from rental. So I pass him this also. Okay. No, the not new wouldn't matter. You can't buy kelim chadoshim. That's chadoshim for you, even if it's not new. You can't buy a second-hand suit the 9 days. It's chadoshim to you. So that's not the point. Point is the rental. Since that's how most people, I don't know most, but certainly it's quite common, very, very common, that that's the oifen of acquisition of gowns, and it has the level of simcha, and because of that, it really ties them together. So it has the level of simcha as ownership. So I said that or not, you can tell them to put it away for you. But you can't, that's what I hope. Okay. We're in Perek Chamishi. And he's going through things which, if you think about them, they will allow you to be kone, the midah of Kniya. So we had the four, we're up to the fifth. The Chamishi Kesha Yachsha Begadula Saborius Barach Lo'oz Gvuroso. Think about the greatness of Hashem. This is like what the Rambam describes in Hilchos Yesodei Torah. And Hamashkif al Nerei Uvenistoro, Hashem knows what he does, what he thinks, his motivations, everything. Now he says a very interesting thing. He says, like Hashem is so far removed from anything we could be massing. So, like, how can you? Your mind doesn't even grasp it. So he says a very interesting way to do it. He says, "V'yitein alibo inyan agadol hazeh, meishazokra b'senu zechonim levracha." If you think about even Tanoim, al harbe chasidim shoyu b'doros ha'ovrim ben hamora v'hagadula, how great they were. V'mashi amru nasan ena bo v'nasigal shel atzamos, which is literally true, and they were able to do it. Ramu al Yonos ben Uziel, Shoyadorish Batura, Kolol Shoyapore, Kolol Mian Nisraf. So you have Tanoim, which who was so holy and so awesome, awe inspiring. Vain Sufik Shamalos on Neviim Lamalami Malosam. Then you start thinking about the Neviim. As you go about Droga, that's what he's saying. Tana already we can maybe grasp. Then you say, well, the Neviim were even greater than them. The Timtzu HaNeviim, but then the Neviim were melted away when they were face to face with a Malach. Tell you, Kocham Nomes, the Korim U'Mishtachavim, the Begiyas HaMalachim, the Moshe Omar, the Daniel, the Yeshua, the Harbe Kimohim. And, of course, the Timtzu B'Sifri HaNeviim, Kima HaMalachim, Korim U'Mishtachavim, Laborius Baruch, Moshe Omar, Tzvah Shemayim, Mucham Mishtachavim, So number five itself is to contemplate Godless Hashem. The Rambam doesn't seem to think a person needs any tricks for it. The Rambam just says, examine the Bria, and you'll come La'avos Hashem, and then you'll be near to La'achorav, and you will be faced with Hashem's greatness and awesomeness. But the Chavis HaMavos tells you that it's probably going to be beyond you to even think about it, so you mainly will be left with nothing. Just go about Rava. He starts with the Tanoim. He could have started with the Kiveger, probably. He could have started with the Groh. He could have started with the Chafetz Chaim, you know, and then Uvameshen, and then he says, Uvameshen, Nira Lataitenum, he said, Ruav, Kimo Hashemesh, Vayarech, like a Chavim, Vagalgo, Vahoret, Vachalasher, Aleh, Mimutsuk, Vatsamach, Vachai. He is empowering everything, the whole universe. Dailo, the Mishayavim, Vyasko, Kimo Shamar, Magodlu, Masach, Vahashem, Uram, Masach, Vishbar, Lo Yeda. Because it's too much. And maven be'erko al hamadabrim. Again, you go Bahadraga. Ba'erich Hamadabrim El Kadur Ha'oretz. Kadur Ha'oretz El Galgal Ha'yureach. Galgal Ha'yureach El Galgal Ha'elyon. Ba'akol Eitzul Gidulos Oborius Baruch Kayin. So, again, you end up realizing your puniness and your smallness and your powerlessness. Yikona B'nafsha V'yishofel Lef Neboro, which is the point of these exercises. To feel completely bottled, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Omar, Monosh Kisus Gerenu, Ben Adam, Kisus Gedenu. Okay, let's stop here.